Hello there, this is Dog Walking David, and it's 11 o'clock in the evening. I'm out walking, best time to go walking. And the air's kind of a bit clearer now after a bit of a funny sort of day because it's been very humid and hot today. Not much sun, but just humid and hot. And today I had to go wandering into San Filippo de Guixols to do a bit of shopping. And strange, I haven't been around the town for some time actually. And it made a nice change to have a walk down the Ramblas, which is the part where you go walking in the town. It's kind of a road which is sort of goes out from the beach out toward the town, and there's the sort of tourist type of things that you find down there, and people sort of sitting around drinking beer and drinking horchata. That's what I had today. I had some horchata. We walked along the street drinking out of plastic, a paper cup actually, with a straw, a plastic straw. And horchata is a funny sort of stuff. It's made out of these kind of pine nut type things, I think. And it's a strange little flavour, which takes a bit of getting used to. And I thoroughly recommend you trying it if you get the chance. Horchata, that's the name of the stuff. Well, it's been a bloody marvellous day for a start off, because it was a day off. First day off after 8 days of working. And I was looking forward to it greatly, to have the day off. This evening I was fiddling about with music, because my son's getting married there and he wanted suggestions for music, which is a great idea really when you think about it. You go to a wedding, you can hear a few songs that you've chosen yourself, as well as everything else that gets chosen. I can't remember if I said there's a band playing, I think there is, but there's going to be music played that has been chosen by the guests as well. On his website, which is another sort of way of modern way of getting a wedding organised, he asked people to RSVP via the website, and I did so, and on part of it was to suggest three songs. I suppose you could have gone for three lovey-dovey songs that you would say are romantic songs, which are going to be sort of the whole sort of thing about the wedding, but well, I thought, well, everyone else will do that, so let's go for something that you can dance to. So I chose one called Balia de Pescao, and it's a bit of a hip-hop song, it is, and it's Dance Like a Fish, and I really quite like it. It's really good. If you have a chance to have a listen, do so, because it's fun. And then the other two I chose is David Bowie's always been a favourite of mine, so I thought, well, I'll throw one of those in. Gin Genie, of course. And then the other one I chose was another favourite of mine, Steam by Peter Gabriel. Completely dance music, or dancing, but you know, I can dance to them, so that's the main thing. And I'm sure that anyone else there will enjoy them too. And then Victoria chose another song, a Spanish song, really, really nice. I can't remember what it's called now, but it was playing it earlier this evening, and I really enjoyed having a listen to it, and I think it'd be great for the wedding too. It's a bit of a romantic song, actually. And so I expect to have a nice dance with my lovely Victoria at the wedding when we're listening to that bit of music. There's going to be quite a bit of dancing. I think I'm going to be knackered at the end of it. What with the travelling, I've just discovered that I have to be at the airport for about 5 o'clock in the morning. So that means I have to leave here. No, actually, I'll leave here at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I'll have to get up at about 4:30. So half an hour to get ready, 5 o'clock out the door, half past five at the airport. I am going to be completely cream crackered by the time I get to Estonia, because you know what it's like when you're on a Ryanair jet. You don't get much chance to sleep on a flight, because they keep coming along and saying, right, drinks, buy this, and lottery, what are the scratch cards they do, and then they try and sell you something else. Oh, here's a magazine, read this, and no, just go away, let me bloody well sleep. Anyway, so that's going to be the travelling arrangements. Maybe I'll be able to get a bit of a snooze on the bus going from Tallinn to Haapsalu. So the video I'll be making today, that was about GPG. And I've been doing a few on this series of GPG, and it's all about how to encrypt your emails. The one that I did today was how to just encrypt a part of your email, and how to use the services menu so that you could do that quite easily. It's simple. You select the text, you do a right click, or the equivalent of a right click, which for me is a double tap on the, or a double finger tap onto the magic trackpad, and I get the drop-down menu, the contextual menu, and at the bottom of that is the services menu. And I have some services there which will hook in to GPG tools, and it will go to the keychain, and it will let me encrypt something, decrypt something. It'll let me put in a fingerprint. I haven't done that yet, but I can do it if I want to. I can also do, what else can I do? I can also take a block of text, which is the actual public key of somebody else, and import it into the keychain. Or if I'm in a text message and I want to send my public key to somebody else, I can do that quite easily using this services menu. So that's what I did the video on today. And I shall be posting that up to YouTube. Oh yeah, I did post another video up to YouTube. This is on my vlogging channel. And I was just basically talking in this video about some of the nice people I've been meeting at the campsite. There's Gabriel and Boo Boo. And then there's the Dutch couple that's had two lovely children. One's a little girl and the other one's a little baby. And the baby had the bluest eyes you'd ever seen in all your life. I've got blue eyes as well, so maybe that's why I like blue. Because, well, I have blue eyes. And anyway, this baby got really, really blue eyes. It was almost unnatural. I spoke about that, and I spoke about a few of the bits and pieces, mainly to do with my phone and my experiment with going over to the Android side of things. So this is Dave Allen, and I've been doing my little bit of a chat using my Samsung Galaxy S3 as I walk in the dog. And I can hear something around in one of these gardens here. Maybe it's a person, maybe it's a dog, maybe it's a cat. Maybe it's a big fanged monster, a saber-toothed tiger. I don't think so, but you never know, you can have a bit of an imagination sometimes. So me and the dog, we're halfway around through on our walk, and we're heading back towards the house now. Lovely. So, talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.